Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Hour 2 of the Daily Tip on the Pet MGM Network. I'm Kelsey Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. And in mere moments, it is Parlay Central time on the Daily Tip. We'll go with Double D's Degenerate College Football Parlay. We have the Squad Parlay. And then we'll tag in our Survivor Plays for this week and the NFL. So, Jenks, I don't know if you guys do this in your household. Mm-hmm. Because I know Catherine's not the biggest sports fan, but I feel like she dabbles a little bit. Do you guys ever combine forces and make like a family parlay? Because we definitely do this at our household. And most of the time I ask Jake for his reasoning, where he's like, okay, we're going to do, you know, the Nuggets minus 8 and Nikola Jokic first basket. You're like, first basket props? Are you kidding me? No, I have to put my foot down. But do you ever do this with Catherine? Like, I know she dabbles in the world of, like, South Carolina sports, where she's, like, into, like, Clemson and South Carolina. And, of course, she went to College of Charleston, I believe.
She did.
So, are you guys going to do this for the holidays?
Every now and then. But it has to be a team that she's really into, right? Like, it has to be, like, a South Carolina or fading Clemson. I cannot put into words how much Catherine hates Clemson. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, if Clemson is on the screen and she sees Clemson losing, she's like, screw Clemson. I hate Clemson. I hate that orange. I mean, like, I don't have to say anything. She just, like, goes off. So if you want to fade Clemson or support Texas, I could talk her into it. I'd be like, yeah, a little money on this. You're like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So we don't really build parlays because that's not necessarily her style. But in the right spot, yeah, we'll do it.
Ooh, so she might be watching this Clemson and South Carolina game, right?
Yeah.
There's no way she's rooting for Clemson and does feel like a down year for the Tigers. So that's the fun part about college football is it feels like even people who are not super into sports, they can absolutely get into the rivalries. Like, I feel like this is not as much of a thing in the NFL, but like in college, it's like where you were born and like where your parents like identify with. It's where you went to school. So it just feels like those emotions are stronger for like the general public.
Oh, no question. I mean, there's something about, and you have to have, you know, be careful too, because when you let your emotions grab a hold of you, you know how it is, right? Like you're betting on a team that you love or a team that you hate. And then all of a sudden your judgment gets clouded. Like it's part of the fun, but it's also one of those things where you're like, am I being as objective as possible here? Probably not. But then again, if you're betting, of course you want to win, but part of the fun is just having a little skin in the game. And so if you lose, you want it to be, yeah, it's a bummer that I lost, but also I didn't bet half my paycheck on it. So whatever.
Well, here's the thing about, I think, both of us, is that you would think that people tend to lean towards homer picks. I feel like we go very far in the other direction, where it has to be like a clean-cut choice where our school like looks like the better play on paper in case somebody says that. Like, I want to distance myself as far as possible. And also, like, I'm a cynic as well. Like, I think people pick up on that if they listen to the show, that, like, I'm more inclined to believe the negative things about my school as opposed to the positive. And I feel like you're kind of like that with Texas, where you do not back them on the show unless you are very, very sure, because you don't want people coming at you with the ammo saying, well, he went to Texas. So I feel like it makes you, like, more researched. And, like, when you choose Texas, it just means more.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, at least people will take you seriously.
But it does.
As opposed to, right, like, okay, he, yes, he can be a guy who jumps on the bandwagon and loves his team, but I think if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know that I don't always choose Texas, and sometimes I'm like, this is a bad spot for them. It's hard to do, but at least, you know, you can look in the mirror. At least I can look in the mirror and say, I have a little credibility, a shred of credibility left.
Well, at the end of the day, like, if you give reasons and logic and, like, some sort of matchup, as opposed to, like, oh, Texas is going to win because that team sucks, I hate Texas A&M. Like, that's not your analysis. So I feel like as long as you have, like, some type of logic that people can follow, that's all you can do at the end of the day. So it is rivalry week, which means it's going to be a great week for college football. So what better time to bring in Double D and fire up the Double D's degenerate college football parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's college football degen parlay.
That's right. It's rivalry week. Yay! Woohoo! And I've got a big parlay. 14 legs, ladies and gentlemen. 14 legs. Ooh. All right, let's get into it. I'm taking Georgia minus the 13.5 at Georgia Tech. North Texas minus 19.5 versus Temple. Indiana minus 28.5 at Purdue. I'm taking Texas on the money line versus Texas A&M. Michigan plus 10 versus Ohio State. Texas Tech minus 23.5 at West Virginia. Pitt plus 6.5 versus Miami. South Carolina on the money line versus Clemson. Oregon minus 6.5 at Washington. Oklahoma minus 10 versus LSU. Vanderbilt plus 3 at Tennessee. James Madison minus 21.5 at Coastal Carolina. Florida State on the money line at Florida. And Alabama minus 6 at Auburn. My total parlay, 7,522-1. $5 wins you $37,610. Let's go.
Oh, it'll certainly be feast week if we win that parlay. It will be a ton of money for Christmas presents and a ton of money to spend on turkey or whatever fixins you like. So it should be a good one and a fun one to follow over the week. And of course, over at BetMGM, there is usually some sort of college football odds boost token. So make sure you use that if you're going to be doing parlays. All right, so now it's time to get the whole crew involved and time to play our squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
All right, step right up and try your hand at some big plus money. So here's the thing, like, we have been, a lot of people have been out and it's been, like, rotating people over the past couple weeks. So, like, we've done different strategies where, like, we throw in, like, a few legs. Like, last week, I think we got to, like, what, 8 legs or something? Because we were like, oh, I'll just add one more. Now we're down to only 4 picks. It's getting late in the year, guys. We need to win another one of these. So I'm playing it pretty conservative. So we only have 4 legs. Each of us gives 1. So, Jenks, what is your one contribution to the squad parlay?
Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm going Vikings Seahawks under 41.5. So the Vikings, not a good team this season, but they still have a very good defense, right? 11th overall defense in the National Football
League. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ball league. They should be able to limit Seattle somewhat. And then you've got Minnesota's offense led by who? Max Brosmer going up against a nasty defensive unit for Seattle, which is top 10 in the NFL. Both teams are 7-4 to the under this season. So it is Vikings Seahawks under 41 and a hook.
Ah, I like it. I feel like especially as the season goes on and the weather gets colder, that's when like a lot of the unders are going to start to play. And plus the game plans get better for some of these defenses, especially ones that are especially strong like the Vikings and the Seahawks. All right, so I debated on my leg here because obviously you never want to be the person that ruins it. So I was deciding between two legs here, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs on the money line. It's a little juicy at minus 175, but think about it. This is a parlay, and this is exactly where you use those pieces because I'm still not sold on Kansas City winning games by a wide margin, but I do think this is going to be a come back down to earth moment for the Cowboys. Yeah, they're riding high after beating the Eagles and putting up points on a good Eagles defense, but that's a divisional rivalry game, and I feel like this Cowboys offense has still proven that they're capable of laying eggs. Remember when they got smoked by the Broncos by 20 points? Maybe not going to be the case for Kansas City, but it's desperation time for the Chiefs as well. It's Thanksgiving. It's a big game for both of these teams, so I think Kansas City comes out on top in the end. So Kansas City on the money line over the Cowboys is my play. All right, Double D, looks like you're going to college. What is your leg for the parlay?
I'm going to stick with the team that's made me the most money this year. I'm sticking with North Texas, -19.5 at Temple. One of the highest scoring and highest tempo teams in all of college football. Yes, the North Texas head coach has signed or is working on a deal to become the Oklahoma State head coach, but I don't think that deters anything. You still got the quarterback there, and Temple's Temple. So, yeah, I'm taking North Texas -19.5 at Temple.
Ah, the mean green. All right, Den, looks like you have a play in maybe the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to the game. I'm taking Ohio State, and I'm laying 10 against Michigan. This one's personal. You know, Ryan Day is going to come in here. I think he's going to try and run it up after the last, now 3 years in a row, that Ohio State has lost to Michigan. So I think they break the streak. I think they win. I think they win big. I think they need to showcase. They hear the chatter about, oh, they haven't played anybody. I think they're going to showcase that they still are the best team in college football despite that, and I think they win big. So I got Ohio State lane 10.
I think the scariest thing about Ohio State now is the fact that I think the mentality is just they're focusing on themselves. They're not focused on like what Michigan brings to the table. They say, hey, if we play our game, like this is what Ryan Day has been saying all week long, we are going to be just fine. And they do feel like they are a very talented bunch this year. If you do want to ride with us in the squad parlay, here are the legs. Vikings Seahawks under 41.5. Kansas City on the money line over the Cowboys. North Texas laying the 19.5 over Temple. And Ohio State laying 10 in the game. Total odds of +972, just short of 10-1. So if you want to roll with us, that's a squad parlay. All right, more picks. It's time to go to our survivor plays for this week in the NFL.
Two men injured, one man leads.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, so I'm sensing a theme. I'm pretty sure all of us are simply fading bad teams, but I will let you elaborate on your picks and not take the words out of your mouth. So, Jenks, who are you going with this week?
Well, similar to my squad parlay pick, I'm going Vikings Seahawks under 41 and a hook, but I'm also going Seahawks over Vikings. I mean, this should be a massacre. Not even close. I believe the Seahawks are laying 10.5 in this game. So nice and easy. Seattle is a call.
Ah, it always feels that way, right? That's how it feels for mine as well. I'm going to go with the Chargers over the Raiders. Don't know if you guys have seen the Raiders lately, but they just fired Chip Kelly. The offense is a disaster, and Geno Smith looks pretty damn old. So I'm going to go with the Chargers as big favorites over the Raiders. Double D, looks like it's more of the same for you.
Yeah, I'm also on the Chargers over the Raiders, and I'll go the other side. Max Crosby, very good, but the rest of that defense, not so good. Not so good. Offense, horrible for the Raiders as well, like you said. Yeah, Chargers over Raiders, easy.
I feel bad for Max Crosby sometimes. Like, obviously, he's a great player. He's making a lot of money. I want to see him on a contender. All right, Den, who are you playing this week in Survivor?
Well, we're going to take the Broncos over my Commanders. This is a happiness hedge. The Commanders are still not very good. You know, they're coming off of a bye week, so maybe they'll be rested and healthy, but they're not going to be too healthy. No Jaden Daniels this week. Maybe you get Terry McLaurin back, but I don't know that that's going to make a huge difference against a Denver team that's been playing some really good football. So I like Denver on Sunday Night Football. I'm mad at the NFL for still making this game in primetime. They thought Jaden was going to be back, and he's not going to be, but I'm going to take the Denver Broncos in primetime.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to trot out Jaden Daniels out there either against a team that leads the NFL in sacks by a wide margin. So honestly, Den, as a Commanders fan, are you kind of happy that maybe you're getting some protection for Jaden Daniels and the fact that he's not out there?
He's going to come back at some point this year. You know, I thought he was going to be back for this game, admittedly, but I'm not upset that they're not throwing him out there for a Denver defense that, as you mentioned, has gone ballistic at the line of scrimmage this year.
I might have to parlay all these Survivor picks because I do like them all, even though obviously me and Double D have the same one. I don't know. It's something about the holidays that makes me want to have like 15 parlays. So maybe I'll do just that. And of course, always use the boost over at BetMGM. And I've even mentioned college basketball. Like, none of us use college hoops. I don't think we're quite there yet for a lot of us on the confidence level. But there is a cornucopia of things to bet on this week. So if you don't want to pay attention to your family, you certainly don't have to. Just put on that TV, open up your BetMGM app, and get to betting. Great moral advice from us here on The Daily Tip. All right, coming up next, we get to a fun discussion of which sports family do you want to eat Thanksgiving dinner with? It's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.